A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stuve.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateriri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatino kurukura, zvinosangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika. Hatisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika, nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa15 zvita kana 15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezvedenda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Pavanhu vakaongororwa kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vaoda kusvika 4 million nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tinonzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kuburikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepassport kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori, saka hatizoheri kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi e-passport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyanei nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunokuke okuriwangotonga lamplasi kukangelayo sikanga neCOVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi 5678 ngabantu abahloliweyo batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi 328 ngabantu abaphepheke kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 127690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi 130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebejujwe iJackson kumbe ngithi abajove iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,980,917 bese kusithi asebehlatshwe yesibili bayi 2,998,638 so singathi ke abantu abangani baphila legciwane leCOVID-19 bayi 42,666 yekunye njalo njengoba ujonge chilo lapha sakhuluma lesizalo seZimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza ke kukampani ekhangelana ezempilo kahle njalo leyi company yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya ke amapassport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulodaba lwamapassport la kuzakhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje khonokho ukuthi kambe udaba lolu lwamapassport luya ngaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo 2016 umgabe wakwakwenza khonokho kwaba ne-electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngaphi singazijonga ukuthi amapassport lawa aqonda ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi Israel yayile company yayo yodwa iyayisebenza leJapan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ubona njani jonga konke lokhu
inyaya yakauma Gibbs yekuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti wakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passport that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports and many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement
and according to the Chronicle in 2016 April you know president the former late president Robert Mugabe actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed Jonga were going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabwean-ness. Here he is.
A father of one. My son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody is to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated in 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of these electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and you combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for the second team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amashora Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you were playing with, you know, like Tulani Biangube and others?
Yes, Tulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints, and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Tele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message, I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity, and if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
There are Jungas. So there's the young man. He came here, you know, long, long, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed, and then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Katesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, ikhampani engisebenzelayo kuthiwa yiNorton Healthcare, iHealth System sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedata, driving ama decisions data based, that's what they call them now, ku company.
Singathi uyenzani sibinqaba abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafishane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okukathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics, ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zonezo ama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntamba ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khona phana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Singathi khona manje lapho osebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kunjani, abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kwabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona, but ayisiyo yami. Hayi, imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngeyinye la i-industry khonapha e-America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo, abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mvuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi, ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yes, yeah, so singathi sasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakele yakhe, ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulumkhulu wekhampani, labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubona ababakhulukhulu sebabekhangela into ezinjani, nxa ungakuthatha nje ukuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile yokuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sidale kukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi saphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sifuna ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesifuna ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi kube ngabe engasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibini nxa kuyukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayabona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Ye, so ke siyabona njalo le nkampani yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC, yini le ukhuluma ngempofu, something like that, eh?
Ye. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu so ngabona kufanele ukuthi ngigalise company le ngike nike okhokho okuyimbijana i-land iyancedisa khona okho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini engisebenza kiyo ngincedisa abanye aba-out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa amakhompyutha le statistics le maths ukwenza ibusiness ngoba hayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Ye khonapho ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela so kuyini ngathi ungathi okunceda uzulu sibili okunceda abantu khonoko kwema hospital kwezibhedlela.
Ye hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalowo lapha ama patients but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful ngibancedise sibili ama patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkhona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale and emsebenzini uyabuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngime eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye khonaphana ngizobe nxa usilungisa kwezibhedlela anti kulamakhompyutha lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho.
Ye hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients thina siyabe sisilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebaniki information upatient ekhona phana into yokwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient state.
Ye ungathini ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene. Ye so there you are Junga is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah, ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita Gibbs. Unozvira tikatarisa nyaya yekudzidza vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asitakwanisa kunge achibatsika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvino zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda saka tinoti kwaari aiwa ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina nekuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo rwuri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's see in this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. Okay, so after that, what you want to go to over to Kuluma, you find Shona briefly. The only 2 minutes.
And afara nekuva pano zita rangu ndinonzi Tawanda Chitapa ndinoshandira muno Louisville, Kentucky ndinoshandira company inonzi Norton Healthcare kwandinoita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions e company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere company toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo mabusiness decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neniwo ndoa ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah ane 15 years ndotigara zvangu muno muluve.
Bora chitabva wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga mwaka, ndi nda supporta jete. Ndakakura nchitamba bora mblawayo, atakura kwa Valanda. Ndo kwa ataka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But ndichikura kwa Valanda, atakanyazo kura si, chairo tichi. Tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders. Mawiru ndakazoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndakatobatira kwa ni Islanders, nima connections ayo. Ndiye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndakatembe ndakatutambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashow machayo chayo first team but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezvemuno mumabhizinesi saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye
ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei
ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University ndoma shikira ndakaita
ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi taura tinzo kuti munhu kana munhu achita ku joina field yako anoita sei
ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku nenyaya kuti mabhuku emaths estatistics inyango ma sciences ndo andinoto kurudzira kuti anonyatso kugadzirisa kuti paunenge wazosvika kuti wakuipinda murongwa weku college ma zvaungadzidza izvozvi zvendo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozokurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers
una kambani nozi Island LCC taura nayo itaura ya
Isu tirana mwafu we mkono we kumondoro saka hapa ndaka tangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Island inobatira kumeja makompyuta mzupatara imomu ndaka itangisa 2008 saka ndaka ngoti wa beta timbo ideza kuti inzi Island LLC as a nod to my ancestors aliku Zimbabwe kumondoro kuti ndoza taa kuita wezi Island LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California ne kuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira ungati kudi.
Aiwa mashoko ekupedzira ndeyaya yekuti kuma Zimbabwe ese kana muri wa America sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Island ivanoiti land of opportunity saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai
Tawanda thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga, so the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Shandifadza gifts ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu
he really just is best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiwa vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes.
Yes, gifts, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in the isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwa njia kujalo ke red list la le areas yozulukandaba, era tikolima lile zole pelitane, sikuwa sisi zibapo ilamtange la maya mazwe, akusosiwe kulisti angola le, jiongo choka chonga, sikuwa nasimili. Lapha ke kulombiko ovela uAjans France Press, the Reuters, the Associated Press, bathi yeso kunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatest etholakala engangamanga kuhle kangako, balakho ukuthi bathe ngkhaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona. Kodwa ke khaya i-good news, Jonga.
Ndizvo zvogibsi wongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumidzwe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambidzwa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanzi hadzipindi asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga vachirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unorambawo wamu yavanoti self isolation ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti ivo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemari atingati ganditarise ndinyatsoverenga ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii ndazva kuti nyika dzakawanda mashares awo adzo ati kwirei vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from, you know, accessing Britain, USA, and other nations. So there was so much concern, you know, about what these countries did. So now, if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports, and they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries. And there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia, who is actually a Zimbabwean, who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Yeah, kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nezuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti iwo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvando zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nekuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodi, asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iyoyo kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo hanzi to enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapassport mabhuku angari kwe zvino zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja Gibbs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
I'm doing, how are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa. Who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, please, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that, and we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president. His Excellency Mnangagwa and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it's not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that we're costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the defects of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passport like this year, and some had already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into Umatin, now Kuruma Sendi Velokonapos, and Arai Ubaba Ubusmozi Espan. Umatin, and Akonoko Zili, always ally. Call it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ukubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusise ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko ukubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyi akusazange kwasakwazi ukubathutha ngesikhathi sonaleso sokubuyile kathi ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleni. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asiko ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa yiZimbabwe yodwa, yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokusiya khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthi i-passport, i-electronic passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is when I got to corner pan. Yeah, I'm not doing a car like this, but I'm not doing a car like this. Good start, we'll chat on my passport now. I'm at $318. Get this thing to open this change. It's a 30 hour. As $100, the $200, you make this young corner. So, so good size come in. Konwana, you get so many when I woo again. Who won this one about Kurman the law, or about Munanga, Kurman Lodina, Kurman Dolalila. So, I won't turn against the bond when I go in over and the Alabama, the Swan Abandon, like say. Labo about Sana, Tataka Tesi, somebody is among the Sunday, and one to Kutagona, a spar in Longs, Dangona, December 2023. Oh, just a little Munyaga, Inyaga, and maybe in Pagat Lapa, who are feeling less cut. So, as soon as this cut, I want to marry the bonus. To follow my ideas, over the Kurman, the Spongona, Queen and Aguin Laban Dumana, a push in the Labo Mandava Sana with Tata. Who is the Labo Villa, the Villa Tata with Tata, who is fire. Labo uba lulamba seven gena uba e passport uhle kuhle kodwa laba abathethe kathesi ubonakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala ukuthi nabancediseki nalabo abavele bese linini kathesi bengasangeni kuleyana bese bengene kona lawa amasha ukuthi ngisithi kona uqemende usophele ababisele izimali zabo nxa ebebhadala i-318 liyana abesebembisela i-200 emuva asaleke esebhadala whether nge-100 kumbe nxa efuna ubhadala i-200 kube njalo so konke lokhu izinto ezingahlala phansi zikhulunyiswa neziboniswana.
Yes, I was a joker, maybe one criminal in a strong.
You know, gives the Imwenya Chemanewanu, Regan Botanamati, Puna, Honorable Swanda, I mean, after Honorable Swanda. But I honorable Mu Taure, you near Rimir Weshona, Jamango Taure, and Jamichurun Gunes in the Bele, then those who can't damn for Zandandi now.
And that then, Zanaka would Gungu to know Zanguti, Nyay, Passport Yakatanga, Kutara Kusina, Nababa Wam Kabi, what's the president of Nika? Tatona, even my social media, Panaba, Mipanazo, each tenderer, Ababa Wam Kabi, which is so Commissioner Mushina Wachovana, Registrar Wachovai Amdede, and a vice president in Nengwe Zoangari, Baba Wam Nangaguana, Babam Pok. I see Abana Zaraz, which is a machine master is also. Sagam apana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambo tangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzakuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda kuepassport paelectronic passport iwavo ndiwo anoya kutoshanda saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure kati chingoti aiwa isusu takasine iriyo iyi bcause hatirarame toga katinorarama in a global village saka chini chakana kuti nesu titeedzere nyayo yakuitika munyika dzese asi hurumende yakufanira kuti ichititarisa manje kuti right ko ava vazotora mapasoda avo manje ava gore rinoiri kana kuti vamwe vaifa kutora gore rinouya izi wochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara $318 asi aya mapasoda manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200 saka ipo paya kunofanira kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana. Hurumende yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo ihurumende inoterera saka ngatitanga kuichiudza kuti aiwa apa daita dai ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chinhu chitatipa pundudzo tese sevana veZimbabwe chichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorara matose.
Mubvunzo wanga ndichida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapassport iyaya tonzwa kuti avainavo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvozvo kuti dai vabvumizwa kuti passport yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurinyiwa okutora nyowani ndizvo zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndozvananditaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapassport ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndikada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepassport yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vanoti iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiridhe kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi maepassport ipo paya ndopatazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti inini chikurusa ndechekuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoterera saka ndopatazofanga kutaurana nehurumende manje right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhuvo vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chaiyo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatazofanga kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasoda avo manje But I was not about Torah. What do any rag was the I was just over the 389. I was over $100 you are kind of the 200 the Lamuna, a cheat and a match in between. So I is this is not our regard, no Gazirica, but I think it's not Gazirica.
Maybe before you go back to gifts, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge
Thank you so much, Chuma. Still one because now we're starting with Mama. Okay, to Pepe. My Pepe, how are you, Mama?
Yeah, China, Baba, to get in.
Strongly, yeah. I put you in with the electronic passport. La, we're going to China.
Okay. Oh, kala, I'm trying to go in. Let me go. Chuma, I'm going. I'm going to go to Kona. He's the right person. Ukuthi ngimtshele lokho emfisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma babathuma mboni ngani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela hayi ujayela ukusitsho kakhulu and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga usayi implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumende wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezi mali ezivanjwayo and so forth. Kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama passport asezothatha 10 days. It and everything kuyaphuma ama headline passport wars come to an end. If at all ulikwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube lama challenges then why mislead the public? Obesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti. Why lingaqalile kubeke emphakathini kuhlafunu bani ukuthi kuexpect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele of which ama results angkhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana bezimbabwe
njalo nakhona ukuthi wena ipassport yakho ibe njani khuluma la ngakho khonokho mama
yebo ipassport yami ngi-applyele ipassport ye 318 through i-embassy and ngo-July I went ngizama ukuthi nge-collector of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i-passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama-corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, i-passport is pending. And i-passport, my sister, u-applyele ngo-2019, kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezika-June sisiyale, of which layo eyakhe is pending. But le ka-2019 yayiyi-normal passport nje, of which so, kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khonapho ngo-2019 e-applyela lapho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama-passport kakuthotshwe apho ayaphuma of which as I'm talking it's almost 3 years ayiphumanga so khonapho ke abantu bancediswa njani
yes sizwe ngegolide khonapho golide what is to happen here because you know Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $380. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in other such circumstances, What has to happen, Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, you know, that you know, I was able to get a passport. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do. And I'm going to recommend it. I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200, so which means that they must give it back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give it back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do. And government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, National House of Mfunza, Honorable Chuma Ipapo, Wafunza, na Amai. Wekuti iwa, munaninga badara $300 yake. Asi passport, aisati ya Buda, panabutara wa ziriku mwono kwa kubuda pae. Zuyu, shungai, kwa ndanzo, kakunga Honorable, wangwa isa nangura, otitai, zai, kweneka, munia, aingosu, chiti, sinza angaka badara, shida passport ya chimbi-chimbi. Oituru wa chimbi-chimbi, passport yake, ozozo sewa change $100.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah. I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation. But look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that. Because they were saying that, okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e-passport. So the situation is they come in and calculate the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody is paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it.
Ngase mbadele, so, still kwa kulokhu process yini ukuthi na isi process we appeal but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because kule possibility yakho naloko. Number 2 kunye bengicela ukucela ukubuza kuba buthuma lapha engani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora siyabona lapha amanye ama embassy akwanisa ukuthi they charge the same amount ba processele abantu be collect eyethu. Kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde a travel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mhm. Ngamafutshane Golide isikhathi sesidlwe kumango yingena khona but Golide.
Right. Ngiyamukuzwa wethu. I think vele okufeyiko kono ukuthi kuthi nami nga enebe ngayi college passport iloku isizade zikahulumeni. Uhulumeni lase ayithatha ipassport lana ayidabule. Amenzele e passport lana entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikukhulumile ngoba akusizi belula bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde besithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenzeni, it becomes unfair. So yibe kade ngikhuluma ukuthi hayi uhulumende lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala kungekho nokuba izinto ezilungiseka lula. Okunye lokhu anade ikhuluma ngakho kwabafomu lani lani yikho lapha ade ngikhuluma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapha esisuka kwabana sithi wona ye sesikuthi amasashini amasashini oa yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sishwabe ukuthi wona sithwele nzima kulezinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa ukuthi bona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane. Kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu sitargeted into leyo ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
So ke mabhebhe phosele ukugcina sizizwalana uhlelo.
Hayi siyabonga babathuma and ondi-issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla elibusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka laba ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayini yabona.
Siyabonga Jonga.
Give the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBs there to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a PSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications, why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is not taking the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who is Bank ABC. So, in this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you have to go and pay your money away at CBZ because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the registered general's office. So, there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it's just a simple matter of saying government banks with citizens. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a mandatory authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
Government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General's Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Ms. Katiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Gibbs Kube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.